Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, performance of Wild Card Command Radio. We're expecting the general to be calling in right now, but we'll catch him when he comes in a little later. Purpose of our call, of our messages each week, is to prepare you, the men and women who are the sleeping giant. And this radio program now, we're going to discuss your area of operations. Where is your neighborhood? In some cases, like in mine, I have two little roads that lead in. All the roads connect together, and all the houses are in one little group. So identifying my area is simple. However, and if you're in a rural area, how do you decide what your neighborhood is? Simple. Load your rucksack up, put about 40 pounds in it, grab your rifle, and walk. When you get to the 20-minute mark, that's the limits of your area. How long you can get there to respond in 20 minutes. Draw you a circle around your area. Then step back. Next step of the operation to determine your area is to look out and see if there's any natural, already prepared areas defined where you can line everything up and determine this is a border. Can you defend it? Now, if you're back in the city like I am, it's much simpler. And there you simply use what has already been done for you. You've got a lot of resources to do this here. One of the big resources you have when doing this is I like to use Google Earth. Why? Because Google Earth updates the video from regular times, and because you can select how close and how far away from you can be. You come down to your area, get down to where you're about the area of 100 feet is about 1 inch. On the thing, you're looking at the bottom of Google Earth, you'll see a little scale you can use down there. And start moving it over and take a picture. Then you move it over again and you take a picture until you've got probably 6 to 8 of these shots. Once you print them out, and you don't need them in color, just print them out in grayscale, that way it doesn't cost you too much. Lay them out on 8x10 sheets of paper. And do just like we've done in the military. You trim all the excess off on the around the side, the white border, slide them over and line everything up until it meets. Out comes the clear tape, and you put it down the center. when you put all your maps together, you turn them over and you seal the backs of them. This map will be much more accurate than something that you can order. And it shows more because it's actually taken a video picture of where you're at. You follow this up by going to MapQuest. Go to MapQuest and get their streets lineups and do the same thing again. And finally, you go down to your county office. Most of them are online now, and you sign in under GIS. That's Global Information System. The GIS came in after the United Nations required that all countries that are seeing tourists put their property and their maps and their areas onto the GIS system. You go back and you do it again and mark everything. When you have these three maps laid out, now you can start putting on the rest of your system, right? What you want to do is you want to identify the streets. If your Google Map, if you set it up that way, Google Map will actually write the name of the street down the center. But you go back and you just add numbers for each of the properties, each of the addresses. You don't need the whole address, just a one in the first one, all the way through 10 on each street. Then a key at the side that says one is this address. You want to mark in and make sure you're aware of all of the houses, all of the buildings. Then you can start figuring out how you're going to defend this. Other things you're looking for when you lay these maps out and put them where you can see them, you want to see where all the fire hydrants are. You want to see where any cell towers are located. You want to look for any low areas or places where water flow, open land, items that you might, that might be a good approach for someone to come after your neighborhood. Lastly, you want to take and go through this map real careful, identifying where you would set up guard points. Where would you set up, pull a car across the road and stop drive-thrus? Because the first people you're going to see is not going to be an army. Hopefully it won't be tanks. What you'll see, some people call them zombies. I just refer to them as the people on the cards, because that's the first indication you're going to have a trouble, is when Monday morning or Tuesday morning or whatever day it is, these people walk up and walk over to the ATM and pop that old debit card in there so they can have money for breakfast, and it says out of order. Or they take that EBT card, it's the first of the month, and it's time to go get all the food because the house is almost empty. It goes into the machine, and it says, and it tells them it doesn't work. Now, they'll go from one to the other, and each time they're told this at one of the terminals, their anger rating is going higher. Finally, you're going to have a whole bunch of the people out here in fear. They're not angry, not anymore. They're scared. Their families can't eat. They're going to go to the food lines and the grocery stores, the mom-and-pop stores, and they're going to demand it. And they're going to be, sometimes they're going to be met with people with arms and ammunition. Sometimes they're going to be just taking the stuff off the shelf. But when they run out of all those stores, they're coming to your house shopping. And this is why you have this group. This is why you have an A-team. You have people that are trained in all aspects. You have engineers. He, when he was in the service, he was an engineer, and today he runs a home improvement business. He may have been an MP in the service, and today he's working as a laborer in a construction site. He could have been infantry, whatever, but if he's on your team, he has a military specialty, and that's his expertise, and that's who you turn to. How do we block this road? Well, we Paul's got an old truck over there that he hasn't viewed in 10 years. And Bill down there got a trailer. And over there behind that vacant house, there's a whole bunch of lumber. Which one of these intersections are we going to set them up in? Where can we put them? We watch. The engineers figure it out, and that's where it gets set up. This is your A-team. They're here for you and your neighborhood. And until those slots are filled, it's just you. It's your job. Get out a notebook. Get out some paper. Make the maps. Go through and determine who's growing food in their backyard already. Well, good. How can we help them? How many people do you have in your area of operation that are medically in a bind? You need to know this because when they cut off the electricity and there's only one generator, that person's going to have to get moved into the generator, or you're going to have to dig a very large and deep hole for them when they die. And I would hate to think that we left them to die in their own home. If you know what's planned and you know the 18, the concept of the teams, all you have to do is say, Bill, would you take and move that old truck out in the road there? We'll block off this side. Joe, would you get up on the front porch over there? Sit there with your shotgun so you can be seen. Ed, why don't you sit on that porch over there? It's kind of carted with a long rifle, and you watch what's going on out here. If we need any help, you'll know what to do. And start stopping cars. They come up to the front of your intersection, and they want to know what's going on. Says, well, there's been some problems in the city of unrest, and we just want to make sure that it don't come to us. Can I help you? Where are you going? I don't have to tell you. No, you don't have to come in here. Well, why not a drive-thru? Because he'll shoot holes in the front of your car, and there's another guy will shoot holes in the back of your car. Now, where are you going? Oh, I'm going down to Sunset because we have an appointment. Just a moment. And that's the next thing you'll need. And it means you go door to door, and on each one of those numbers, you add a phone number. So you can call them and say, hey, we have a Mr. Such and Such from, he claims to be from so-and-so company. Did you have an appointment? And if the answer is yes, fine. If the answer is no, would you know, maybe he's here cold calling, would you like to speak to him or not? If the answer is not, then the guy turns his car and he goes on back. He's upset, but he goes away and does something else. But this is your neighborhood, and you utilize your neighbors. You find people that can be out at night. Maybe they can't walk guard duty. They can sit on the front porch with a radio. They can call you on a CB, handheld CB or an FRS radio, says, I've got movement at such and such a location, because he's got the same map you did. Because when they start to do this, you'll be making copies of it, or at least pages. So it's important to everybody that what you do is to prepare. And it starts off just like the incident command system says. The first responsible person on the scene is the incident commander. Well, the first person to think that there's a need for a community protection team on the scene, that's the commander. Later on, everybody might get together and decide that, well, Bob down here happens to be a retired lieutenant colonel of armor. Maybe he would be a better commander for the team. And you get a break. And Bob takes over. These are the way you put your teams together. But it's your team for your neighborhood. Visualize. Once you get your team, you look at the next neighborhood, and you look over at them, and they're not doing anything. And you know that there's two or three veterans over there. You contact them. Because if they form their team, you don't have to guard that perimeter. If you can get all the neighborhoods around you in this, and you have a little radio, FRS radios, they're cheap, two for $38. Or you can get a Biofing for $38 for one, and everybody can get on the same frequency. And you can have one team for you, one frequency that you operate in your neighborhood and one to operate between the neighborhoods. When this is going on and everybody's doing this around you, you're not out in the hole anymore. To use a word of common technology, the zombies come riding up. If they got to get through nine neighborhoods to get to you, chances are they're going to go do it someplace else where there's nobody with a guard. There's no teams there. That's a safe place for them to go. Likewise, the gangs. When times of unrest comes, three kinds of people move into an area. One are people that are running from an area to another area. The second group of people that move in, they come in, are gangsters. They want to come in, take over, come in charge, and make you pay them to live in your neighborhood. And the third ones that come in, these are the people who are here to make a buck. While you go up and go to do what you've got to do, they go to your house and they go shopping. And they store this away until nightfall and haul it out. If you've got a team and everybody's watching, they don't have a chance. The gangs don't get started because they have to be in there to do it. If they got to get past armed people to get in there, it's not worth it. The teams concept, we're running out of time to get these. And even if the team is you, you say, well, I can't do it because it's just me. Yes, you can. Everything I've talked about today, you can do and never talk to another soul. And then when the lights go off on Saturday night, and they don't come back on Sunday morning, and Monday morning the banks and everybody's closed, you can start, and everybody's standing out in the street, walking around, scratching their head, you can go up and say, hey, look, guys, I've been working on this. Let's do this. And you start assigning duties. Now, you should already know before then, just from being in the neighborhood, how many of them were soldiers? How many of them have never seen soldiers? How many are ex-police officers? All these people have skills. And you sit them down, and you get started. You turn around, you says, are there any nurses here? Well, here's a nurse, okay. Well, I happen to know that over here, this vacant house, nobody's got electricity, but the water turns on that little spigot out in the front yard. All you do is just lift the lid and turn it, and water runs as long as there's water coming in. Well, we can take that garage. There's nothing in there. We can take that garage and use it as a triage and set up a place to check people to make sure if they're concealed. And if they are ill, we can go inside and we can put them on pallets on the floor. It'll be clean, and they can each one, and they'll have room to work. And we can get some of the other ladies to help out the nurses. We can get someone, Ms. Grump over here. She, in her backyard, she's got a five-hole pit barbecue. That's a great place to cook meals for the whole family. Everybody can bring their food up there. We'll cook them the same place, and nobody's going to be setting their houses on fire. We can share. All these things are capable. All these things are here, are ready for you. All you have to do is start doing them. Identify your neighborhood. Identify what your protection is. Identify the people in your neighborhood that will help. If you've got people in your neighborhood that are, just because they're sitting there in a Section 8 house, doesn't mean they can't help. They may be in that Section 8 because they're tired of being beaten, robbed, and mugged over in some other area. So it's up to you. Take your time, walk it through, draw it out, put it in a little binder. Theme paper with lines on is cheap. Find radios at the flea market. Last weekend I was able to pick up a 40-channel handheld CB radio that works. I paid a whole $3 for it. When the power goes off, those are going to be very expensive. But now's the time to prepare. Once you decide that you're ready to have this group and you need assistance, go online. Wildcardcommand.com is a website. It's coming up now. You got a place to contact us, send us an email. Or if you're on Facebook is Wildcard Command. On there you can read, go through these radio programs. You find a little eagle. You click onto it and all these episodes appear. And as they, if we go through these episodes and you don't hear them, you can go back, look at these. There's a little icon there on there for a lot of you to click onto it and download. Put these away as a study reference. Go up online. There's a site up there called RAMSITE. 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 You can click on the resource centers. There's over 5,000 documents up there. And they're free. You can, some of them are movies that you can watch, but they're YouTube movies in a lot of cases. So if you happen to have a YouTube downloader, you can download that movie, put it on a thumb drive for later. If you have a class for your group, you've got PDF documents that you can right click and copy them to your desktop. Put them in a book for when the electricity don't work and the computer's out. All kinds of doctor things. And if you want to train a group, you want to start getting into military type training. There's a website out there called a well-regulated militia, AWRM.org. You click on there, right on the front it has something called NMS, November Mike Sierra. That is the National Militia Standards. It tells you about setting up organizations and training and rank. Click on those. They're PDF. Download them. Put that on your thumb drive. Put them up. Put them in your notebook. You've got other sites out there with all this, that are linked to those sites. People with information. How to. Where to. YouTube has millions of documents on how to do things. But the time to do them is now while the electricity's on, not after they turn it off. I want to thank you for coming here tonight and listening. And I'd like your feedback. You can do that by contacting me directly. I'm Safe Talker, and I can be found at safetalker@yahoo.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know any suggestions you have. I see the general is still in his staff meeting and hasn't made it. So this, we're going to call it, we're going to pull the plug here, and we want you to be back here next week. We do this every Friday at 6:30 p.m., and we'll always have information there on something for helping you set up and start your community protection teams. Put yourself on an A-team and get your people started, because the training time is short. This is Wildcard Command Radio, Safe Talker. Thank you, and have a good evening.